Beat to the Fire with the Black Knight of Talk Radio, James Ostojanchik, is the technical production of IPS MediaWorks and aired on the Jancic Radio Network of stations. The views expressed in the following show are of the host, the guest, and the callers, and not necessarily the views of Interstreams Radio, IPS MediaWorks, the Jancic Radio Network, nor its advertisers and affiliates. The content of the following show, its accuracy, authenticity, and the ramifications of the use or application of said content is the responsibility of those speaking and listening, not the broadcast medium. Before you start waving around that freedom of speech thing, and you're in a crowded movie theater and you scream fire, you better be able to smell smoke. If you come on this radio show and you start saying inconsiderate things like that, you better have more behind you, pal, than just your thumb. I've been listening to talk radio for years, and one thing I just can't stand is when the host has to, like, push his way on the people, beat the callers into his way of thinking, extending his ego, or when the callers call in and say something so outrageous and the host lets it go unchallenged. The sign you're on the road to truth is the lack of contradiction. You want to find truth, you just don't simply believe somebody because of their authority or their degree, or you listen to what they say, you test it against reality, and you hold their feet to the fire. Alright, we're back and we're live. Feet to Fire. I'm your host, James Ostojanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. How's everybody doing? We got a few things happening today. We had a little switch in guests, and we're going to have Tammy Kennedy back. She was on last week. She was at this Freedom Health Expo this week. I tell you, really weird. A series of events in my life and ended up really kind of messing up me going there. That's really kind of a funny. It was a really strange kind of week for me, sorting out synchronicities from interference. I guess once you... I guess once you tune on or tune in, it's just yet another channel that can be polluted, but it's also a channel to get a better insight around you. So, well, it's going to happen. But be that as it may, she will be on later today. I'm waiting to hear from her. There was some events at this, of course, Health Freedom, quote-unquote, expo, which is pretty funny, where I want to let her go into detail on how much detail she would like to talk about it. But let's just say, in a generic sense, there were people who were at the expo who somehow found the need, desire, want to challenge her methods of adjusting this new kind of a radical yet a very healing and positive adjustment of the spine. Somehow they seemed to challenge this aspect and say that it was... And she was not. She was actually putting people at risk when clearly she was helping them and threatening, yelling at her. So I mean, can you imagine going to a health, Freedom Health Expo, and then having one of the or more of the people there yelling that the other person could harm somebody, and yet people were still going there. They were being adjusted by her, and they were reporting excellent results. At least that's the result thing I got. I kind of wish I was there in an aspect to be standing there. Perhaps even tape some of this stuff or whatever. But nonetheless, it happened, and we'll see if we can get her on the air to talk about it and about her approach, which had several people there. Many people were there. Some people who've had long-term problems and had it adjusted. So as soon as she calls in, if we can verify a number for where she's at, we're gonna get that going. John Kelly is here with his secret messages. In the reverse, he does that every month at this time when he comes on with things we've heard in the news and puts in reverse and finds messages. So he'll be here at the bottom of the hour, the monthly visit. We also have the return of Dr. Carlo. He was on, he had a time mess up. He was in Europe doing some presentations. There was a time frame mess up. He was on for just a fraction of the show. And we rescheduled to have him back for a full exploring on his stuff. So, talk about cell phone safety, some of the things that we're not being told about, and also some of the things that are actually that actually can help the microwave cell phone exposure, which is kind of cool. There are things you can do. I did get a sample of an item that I put on my cell phone, and I will talk to him about my personal experiences with it. And from there, so that's the, and of course, This Week in Free Ellen would start, This Week in Free Ellen. This Week in Free Energy would start Free Ellen. He'll be here to talk about it. I also want to mention that, if I don't know if people have been paying attention, people who listen exclusively to talk radio may be missing this, but the internet portion of broadcasting is under attack from the IRAA. That is a organization of the record companies, and they have authored a bill that went back, of course, to the Digital Millennium Act in 1999 that allows pretty much allows them to decide whatever they want to charge, and they have raised unfairly high the rates to internet, and actually adding on extra fees just for the internet, not the other radio with formats or TV or radio have to do. So that's been going on. You've been hearing probably the PSAs being played. July 15th is the due date for all these back. Imagine getting your phone bill raised or your electric bill raised or your rent raised in back. Like, okay, it's the middle of the year. We're going to raise your rent for the beginning of this year up till now and all of last year. So, and we know it now. Thank you. That's one of the aspects of it, not to mention the fact that it would be like charging people who had a particular, I don't know, job more for their rent just because they had that job. Because you didn't want to have people of that job actually living there doing it. So it ends up where there's this extra charge that's going on that is actually causing a problem. So that is, we'll put many out. It will put them actually out of business. It doesn't affect the talk radio, which is one of the reasons, that's one of the problems, is that the talk aspect of it is apparently off the hook, but that's not the case. It really isn't the case. It is just an illusion because then they'll find other aspects to go on there. They're already ignoring print media, which is on the web, and reporting stories in the, we'll call it the actual print media or on television, and not giving the source to the internet website who found this the story, and saying, well, it doesn't matter, it doesn't count because it's not an official published thing. So, in other words, if you wrote down on a piece of paper your story and they found it on the street, they could just say it's theirs. There's no ethics there whatsoever. Plus, it has been officially put out there and published, and there is copyrights issued for stories that are published on the internet anyway. So talk radio is right down the street. It's like they allowed fascism to walk across Europe because, well, at first it was the Jews being oppressed in Germany. Then it was just the Polish being oppressed, and, well, you know, and But when it got into France and England, wait a minute, now we're talking real people. You know, so then they thought, let's not look at it that way. Let's not go, wow, that's that internet radio listening music people. We're to talk radio people. You realize that any type of infringement on internet, period, is going to infringe all everything that comes through with commerce, voice, data, print, however you want to look at it. So this, the 26th, this Tuesday, many or most of these internet stations are going to shut off their broadcasting for one day, kind of to let the consumer know what will happen after July 15th. And so at Interstreams, I've been told they're going to support that, me being Interstreams in how I do it. We're going to support it by shutting down the replays for that week. Now, again, we're not affected by the increase, but we are affected in the encroaching that is happening, and I want to support, whether it would be music stations that I like or not, whether it be the type of music I like or not, it's irrelevant. We have to try to support on this. So you are really encouraged to find, if you don't know them already, to find your senator and your representatives, senator and representative, and write to them and say you would like them to support the Internet Equality, Internet Radio Equality Act, both in Congress and in the House, that will deem Internet radio to be the same as broadcast radio, in fact, in rights and privileges. Now, I don't know if that has a back door to be censored for swearing or what have you. Now, I really don't have a problem with that because we don't do that anyway voluntarily. And, you know, people might wonder if that can be used and say, well, now you can't talk about against the government because it's a Patriot Act, but, you know, then we get a clear violation of Bill of Rights and so on and so on and so on. But there's one, I think it's a more honest way to attack if they were going to attack and take over than it would be to hide it and to, you know, tax it out of existence. So that's very important. I'd like people to really take that time. Now, is writing your congressman going to help? Well, if it comes down to like a presidential election, I don't think it's going to help because the powers that be will do what they want. But to me, I don't think the internet is that important at this point to start a revolution on it, a peaceful revolution anyway. But you never know. I'm thinking that it is very dangerous as far as the data, but they've properly polluted the internet data stream so that people have to go fishing to find facts now anyway. If you can't silence something, you can pollute it. Now they've polluted it, and now they want to loot it. So loot it and tax it. So do that. So that the way you can go is savenetradio.org. Savenetradio.org. They have all the data. You can even look up your people, get their address and phone numbers. You can write to them, email them, and call them. Calling is recommended at this point because it's so close to the time. And I want to encourage talk radio shows and systems to not turn a deaf ear here. Let's not look at fascism, how they did it back in World War II, and wait till World War II to start. So that is something I wanted to bring up right up front and have you look into. You'll be hearing the PSAs from it. It's savenetradio.org. And a day of silence, which will be Tuesday of this week, the 22nd, in the United States-based systems, to let people know what will happen. This is not a question of internet radios. Oh, man, I don't want to give them that much money. I want that money. It's not even a question of, like, just profit margin in as much as it's sinking the ship, owing so much they'll have to shut the door. So that's the part of it. And again, just because it's not talk radio don't mean we can sit back and not do anything about it. Anyway, that which gets me into a letter. I had asked people to write to me what to do for about these things. How do we do it? We can't have a revolution because revolutions will just give an excuse to put in martial law, and plus they got bigger guns. And I also mentioned from the negative, positive energy point of view that by using polarity, by using negative energy to fight negative energy, you may beat the negative energy, but you're still creating the negative energy. It's like the for Lord of the Rings, using the ring for good. It will ultimately corrupt. You can't do it. And I wrote this, and I asked people to write in, and I got a fast blast from Vicky, who wrote and said, I would like to call a general strike for the entire country. A strike does, strike do not have to be violent. Americans could barter with one another for their needs while on strike. If we don't participate in the system fails. Thank you, Vicky. Well, that is absolutely excellent. That's the answer. That is the answer. The reason why I say that is because things happen for our spiritual growth and maturity, for our learning. All things happen that way. Everything happens in life. There's a purpose behind it, a higher good purpose, even if it is terrible. It doesn't mean it happened. It's a result of its happening. We'll just say it was allowed to happen because it can be used for higher growth. I mean, let's just put it that way. And if you look at the situation we're in, where we are getting farther apart, we're getting more polarized in our own selves. We're getting, while one portion of the segment is, you know, losing racial plurality, losing religious plurality, polarization on some areas are getting even worse. So you have this growth of energy that the depth is getting bigger between them. And that's the poles are separating. And so when you get a higher charge on each side, you have a more volatility. Those people into electricity and electric physics, the greater the potential difference, the greater the potential for drama. And then just look at our weather, for that matter. The whole energy situation is growing up here. The sun is acting up. The weather's acting up. It's all because of this extra energy created by this polarization. So if you're going to add to the polarization, you're going to be part of the problem. And the answer is to add positive energy and allow the negative to drain. I talked about that last week. Now, apply this to the strike. I guess I have to hurry here because of time. Apply this to this idea of a strike. If we don't participate in the system and we don't do it violently, so we won't be arrested. Well, we will be because people will need certain people to do jobs and the president will decide that they are essential personnel and have to go to work, which would be funny. The first time people are going to be arrested for not working. Talk about slavery. But just think about the spiritual growth energy and the positive polarity vibration when in this letter that Vicky writes. Americans could barter with one another for their needs while on strike. What a wonderful energy that is. We are so apart. People don't know their neighbors. People are fighting one another. There was a talk of a truck strike to protest the outrageous fuel prices. And yeah, they knew it was, they saw it coming, it was gaining momentum, they lowered the prices for a little bit, people started grumbling and let it go. Now the prices are back up again. And you know that if there was a strike, there would be companies who would take advantage of this and start picking up extra loads to make a buck. Those are the people who would use that polarity for their own personal best interest. That's negative polarity. They are the same as the oppressors who are raising the price of fuel. That's what have to happen, because if people got together and had a general strike, there's a lot of people out of work. Or they can step up to a higher job within their company or whatever you, because and they can take advantage of the people who are unplugging. That's why it has to be bad enough so that most people will be involved in it. And we're not that bad yet, you know, getting there. But when things get bad enough, you'll have a higher group of people across the spectrum, having even different, not only different colors and religions and different economic structures, but the thing will be that they're all oppressed and losing out. They'll start to see and grow, and then all the things they thought important will drift away. I mean, we could have done this a long time ago in a prosperity, but in prosperity, no one wanted to risk their prosperity because clearly there's risks, and clearly people would be oppressed in this general strike action. So people don't want to do that because, you know, I got a mortgage, I got family, and you got to do it. But that's the problem. That's why also bad, having this easy credit is good. Get real hard debt. You have to work or you will lose your house. You'll lose your things. Keep you pressed voluntarily. And, of course, they'll say, well, you signed a contract. And you did, you know, you said it. We were clear up about it. So this is what is happening, and Vicky is right on the money. We need to have a general withdrawal from the system. Let's put it that way. The word strike still has a touch of polarity to it, a touch of a negative type of action, striking out, but withdrawing from the system. I mean, it was brought up in the 60s, dropping out. However, enough drugs were infused into that type of thing, free sex, free drugs, or easy drugs or whatever, and it diffused the spirituality in the movement, which, you know, some have written to talk about it being planned, that the drugs were purposely infused into it by the powers that be. So that is where we're at. We are going downhill, but the downhill is for a good purpose, to strip off the stuff that's around us so that we know what is the real important truth of life, the quality of it, and we will actually bond together. Now, we can do that and avoid all the hassle, but history has shown, you know, myself, my own analysis, myself included, I'm not sitting here in some high and mighty stool here and saying, well, you know. But history has shown that it takes it getting bad for people to risk what they have. Well, it's getting bad. And as people buy these bigger houses because they're in a white collar or a light blue collar environment, and both people are working and supporting for it, they'll be buying houses that takes both salaries. All it'll take was one of the two people to get nailed and send them in a tumble. It will come to a neighborhood. It's not just the inner city. Inner city's already drained out. It's being manipulated and used for commerce, illegal commerce or what have you. But it's coming to a middle-class suburban neighborhood near you. It's coming to the urban environment. It's coming to, I mean, I know people who live in urban environments who are saying that they're the job rate around is so bad that people are driving hours and hours to other cities to get jobs. So, these are something we should really be thinking about. You know, people are worrying about Planet X hitting the planet and the Anunnaki coming and all these other things, and they're arguing about whether that's true or not. The principle is true regardless of how it's delivered, whether it be by a reptilian or just another human who wants to oppress. Oppression is still oppression. Maybe one might eat one of us, the other one won't, but hey, you never know. Ask Jeffrey Dahmer about eating. So it's not a call for panic. It's not a call for fear. It's a call for reality. It's a call to sit and look at each other, your loved ones, your neighbors, and go, look, we got to work this out. Just get ready, because there will be a catalyzing events in your personal lives and on our public lives that will bring us down that road. You kind of follow the path that's going to open before you. It's like you're driving with headlights at night. You only can see as far as the headlights, and yet you can drive across the whole country. Get your headlight area clear and together, because it's kind of coming. And the good news is it's there to strip this all away, get rid of all the oppression and negative polarity, so that we can ascend into a positive polarity environment where love will be the norm. I mean, that's cool news. That's cool. It's coming. We just want to make sure we do our part in it. Make it as peaceful as possible. And it can be. So we'll be back after this break with John Kelly.
Are you getting your greens? I'm James Othiancic, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. In today's busy world, greens often consist of the lettuce on a fast food hamburger. And even people who are health conscious and drink high quality pre or post workout protein shakes miss their greens all the same. Now you can have your greens and drink them too with Inner Food by Inner Health Botanicals. Inner Food promotes health and boosts energy with nature's finest superfoods. Inner Food is 70% organic and 100% natural without fillers and is a whole food product totally assimilated by the body. Inner Foods helps you fight an acidic body pH, which has been shown to lead to poor health and even cancer. Just mix a tablespoon in your protein shake or in your favorite fruit juice and you are good to go and go and go. Other greens on the shelf typically weigh 300 grams and sell for between $35 and $70. Inner Food is a full 400 grams, 33% more, for $39.95 plus shipping. Simply go to our website, feedtofire.com, and click on any Enter Health Botanical banner, and you're ready to order. Enter Food, building health from the insides out. When you hear the word addiction, perhaps you think of extremes such as alcoholics and heroin addicts. But actually, millions of people are walking around with brain chemistry that causes feelings of sadness, emptiness, and emotional pain that have driven people to be addicted to tobacco, food, and even TV. Anything to momentarily divert the attention from those feelings, at whatever cost. And prescribed drugs are often many times more dangerous and addictive than the symptoms they aim to treat. AddictionSupplements.com have proven supplements that supply the brain with the nutrients it needs to naturally rebalance the biochemical system, which is the real cure for the real cause. AddictionSupplements.com has cutting-edge supplements designed by real science and real doctors, such as Dr. Charles Gant, MD. Interested in turning your life around? Point your browser to AddictionSupplements.com.
Make sure you stay tuned, because you're listening to Feet to the Fire.
$70 million Americans suffer from sleep deficit. I'm James Afayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio, and I'd like to tell you about Earth Pulse Magnetic Field Supplementation. While using the Earth Pulse device, I found that I drifted off to sleep faster, I slept deeper, and I woke up more refreshed, and it does much, much more. Call them right now at 888-211-7888, or check out their website at www.earthpulse.net. But wait, there's more. When you buy a new digitally programmed Earth Pulse version 4 magnetic supplementation device and use the special Feet to the Fire coupon code F2F, you'll receive an instant $50 savings. No rebates to get lost in the mail. Just $50 more in your pocket on your way to better health. 888-211-7888 or check out their website at earthpulse.net and use the special Feet to the Fire coupon code F2F. Earth Pulse. Deeper, more restful sleep, or your money back.
You are listening to Feet to the Fire.
Você está escutando ao Feet to the Fire.
Bienvenue. Vous écoutez Feet to the Fire.
You are listening to Feet to the Fire.
With the Black Knight.
All right, we are back, and we are live at this week, this month, at this time, which is the third, or the fourth week of the month. We got a special five-week month this week. We have with us John Kelly, who gives us his secret message report taken from reverse speech analysis of people in the news. And welcome back for this month's segment, John.
It's great to be back with you again, James.
So what goodies do we have in store? Well, some are goodies, I guess.
Very interesting. Lots of goodies. Backwards goodies. It's been a very interesting news month. I have backwards Prince William, who misses the princess. Paris Hilton, new backwards sheriff, would release her. Hogzilla Boy, new monster, was former pet. Backwards Roller, who takes one for the cheese. A cell phone stalker's backwards messages. And Kobe's unconscious considers a trade. Starting with our first story, British Princes Harry and William spoke to U.S. media about the upcoming July 1st 10th anniversary concert and memorial of Princess Diana. William was emphatic that he continues to think about his mother every day. Played in reverse, the prince suggests his unconscious mind is sentimental and attached to romantic ideals. Let's listen to the prince.
When you lose something or someone that important to you, you're always thinking about them. You know, I mean, straight after it happened, we were always... you know, always thinking about saying...
Okay, I'm not getting any feed from my side, James.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we did play it, so...
Okay, great. And so, played in reverse, I can hear the prince say, same old William, the past goddess. It's as if the prince sees himself as this undying romantic, a hopeless romantic since a young age, and the goddess, the ideal vision of his mother, of course, perpetuated by her image constantly appearing in the media. The Princess of Wales was known for depression and unconsciously felt that her moodiness contributed to her divorce from Prince Charles. Let's play that clip from Princess Diana from the secret tapes.
We were very, very close to each other 6 weeks before Harry was born, closest we've ever, ever been and ever will have been.
Played in reverse, I could hear Diana say, "The blue woman, an evil that I let loose."
The blue woman, an evil that I let loose. The blue woman, an evil that I let loose. The blue woman, an evil that I let loose.
So, very interesting messages and news time for the royal family. Paris Hilton, jailed celeb detente Paris Hilton's reporters on the eve of her imprisonment for parole violation. But 72 hours later, Hilton was released on sheriff's department orders to home confinement. Played in reverse, Hilton's unconscious suggests she knew the sheriff, Baca, would release her.
I have received thousands of letters from people all around the world of support, and it's really been inspirational and really helped me, and I'm really scared and I'm ready to do this.
Sounds very calm, but played in reverse, I can hear her say, "I know sheriffs letting me be loose."
I'm just amazed that anybody even cares. Quite frankly, I don't know what the big hoopla is, but I guess it's our Princess Di, huh?
There may be a tie-in, at least on the unconscious level. Both wanted to keep it loose. The Hotzilla boy knew that the monster was a former pet. 11-year-old Jameson Stone told the press he shot and killed a 1,000-pound wild boar after a 3-hour chase through the Alabama wilderness. The boy mentioned having second thoughts when he first assessed the size of the 9-foot-long creature. Played backwards, however, the young hunter's unconscious reveals that he knew that the animal had been raised as a family pet. The message correctly communicates the name given to the giant hog by the family. Let's listen to that boy.
I was having second thoughts at first when I first saw it. I was definitely having second thoughts.
Definitely having second thoughts. Played in reverse, I can hear him say, "Kill our Fred."
Hell, I'm Fred.
Fred was the family name given to the giant hog by the family that raised it. They said that pig used to play with the grandchildren, so definitely that boy was exaggerating that story. It was just really a monster. It was just the family pet. Backwards roller who takes one for the cheese. Participants at the United Kingdom's Cooper's Hill cheese rolling race chase a wheel of cheese tossed down a steep hill. The Cooper's Hill is a very steep hill. You can see that on the internet. Jason Crowther spoke to reporters about taking first place in the first race for the third year in a row. Played in reverse, the roller's unconscious talks about what it takes to win the cheese.
Oh, we're going to go back up today. Okay. No, when you ask him for it to go more for a week,
sir. I see it says he's ready to go up for the second race. But it sounds a little worse for the wear. Backwards, I hear him say, "Was evil fall, the legs make me cry."
Was evil fall, the legs make me cry. Was evil fall, the legs make me cry. Was evil fall, the legs make me cry.
So, definitely took one for the cheese. And now on a more serious light, we're back into an interesting forensic study tonight. Three Washington State families have been receiving death threats on their cell phones from stalkers who are able to remotely control the phones even when they're turned off. One of the families has saved hundreds of voicemail recordings and released some of that material to the press. The stalker's voice, played in reverse, reveals unconscious ritual intent. Let's listen to that first message.
That sounds pleasant.
It's very unpleasant, absolutely. Played in reverse, I can hear the words, "They owe the sacrifice." And there was a second clip as well from the stalker. Let's listen to this message. Played in reverse, I heard the stalker say, "My fiend, it will find my victim."
My fiend, it will find my victim. My fiend, it will find my victim.
That's too bad there wasn't, like, some names and ways to in that to find them, you know, to track them down. I mean, that would be, like, really awesome.
So when we're attempting to profile the stalker by analyzing the unconscious messages, and the stalker's volunteering all this data that can be analyzed,
yeah.
So this could be a very useful process for those families, certainly a very unpleasant experience for them to go through. In looking at these messages, I reflected on the themes about a fiend and a sacrifice, and I thought back to the messages of BTK, Dennis Rader, who confessed to the BTK killings in Wichita, gave up several messages before and after his confession. Let's listen to Dennis Rader, this first clip from his jailhouse interview, just as he's preparing to appear in court, and this is how I identified Rader as BTK.
So now that party is going to be subpoenaed in, or has been subpoenaed in, I cannot talk to that party. They keep coming here for visits.
And played in reverse, I could hear Rader say the words, the demons influence that guy.
They need to see what I'm saying.
The known BTK had sent letters to the police and to journalists taunting them, saying he was possessed by a demon. Rader, before he confessed, unconsciously disclosed that he had felt he had a demonic connection. And after his notorious confession, there was a second interview a couple of weeks later where he says, forwards, he feels he's possessed by a demon. Let's hear him speak.
I just know it's the dark side of me that it controls me. I personally think it's a
So the speaker verifying the contents of their message. Again, reflecting back on those three Washington State families enduring the threats left by stalkers on cell phones, the fiend message, the sacrifice message, seems to mirror some of the tone of BTK's unconscious. Should this be treated as possible, you know, something that will be escalated to the next level? Is there, you know, the potential for violence? The psychology, the mirrored psychology from a known serial killer, it says yes. So I would advise greater caution, hopefully a swift resolution for those families. Finally, Kobe Bryant. Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant says he is not asking to be traded, although he says he feels misled by Laker management. After being accused of running Shaquille O'Neal off the team, Kobe told reporters management had promised him they were committed to bringing the team back to a championship level. In reverse, his unconscious message suggests his true feelings. Let's listen to Kobe.
They would do whatever they can to go out and get players. They're going to be extremely aggressive. They want to rebuild right now. This is not somewhere they want to wait. They want to get back to being a championship level now.
In reverse, I can hear Kobe say, my sign says anger, would you run away?
My sign says anger, would you run away? My sign says anger, would you run away? My sign says anger, would you run away?
But Kobe wasn't always this unhappy. When he apologized to his wife for committing adultery in Colorado, his unconscious mind described the encounter in quite a different way. Let's listen to that.
Disgusted at myself for making a mistake of adultery.
In reverse, I could hear the expression, was some mighty sex.
Was some mighty sex. Was some mighty sex. Was some mighty sex.
That sounds real repentive.
He's not as contrite as you see him forwards, but backwards. Kobe felt he was having, those were better days, hopefully better days ahead for Kobe Bryant.
Well, when you put these things together, what do you use to kind of pick which ones you're going to bring out? I mean, is there some kind of rating scale? Is it just, you just feel like it? What do you decide when you pull these things?
Well, the presentation material that I draw from the entire research is basically my preferences for messages are based on my previous track record. What material was verified has helped me to calibrate my editorial process so that I can identify which messages I feel, again, based on my history of successfully anticipating verification, which messages will have the best chance of revealing themselves as authentic. A number of the messages, including Kobe's, some of Kobe's disclosures, were verified off mic by Denver Sheriff's Department insiders to the radio station. I was told on the air that specific forensic information in my analysis was verified by the Sheriff's Department. So we're listening to material. Some of these older clips have been verified either by insiders or by the speakers themselves. Raider, another example. And so just through hours of analysis and editorial study, I've raised the efficiency in my process so that I can make an assessment early on which of the messages I feel have the best chance of being successfully authenticated.
Yeah, because I'm wondering when I just happen to be watching the psychic investigators or not the police using psychics to try and figure stuff out. Do you foresee a day when maybe a policeman might be calling you to analyze some work, or perhaps you've already done that?
Yeah, there's been some. I've participated in some instances, national level investigations conducted in Canada involving the Canadian CIA and FBI, which are called CSIS and RCMP in Canada. So I have had participation in investigations. I've produced analysis that's been reviewed by high level people in those organizations. It's certainly not been my. Beyond you know that high profile case, I have mostly pursued individual therapeutic analysis, and so my focus has been on one on one counseling and on remediation rather than on punishment. But certainly I follow with great interest, you know, the criminological, you know, psychology of the media presented killers and mystery cases, missing people. I think that it is useful to note that this tool can be used to help further investigations, to help develop leads that have a better chance of panning out. We're not going by hypothesis or subjective feeling. The messages themselves are statistical data.
Well, you know, we have to cut real quick here, but a question did come in. Does people talk in reverse all the time, or is there spurts of reverse that pop out?
It's periodic. So transmissions of the unconscious material, the real content is periodic, and so it requires constant monitoring. But someone with skills in this area should be able to evaluate early on what those periods are and how much sample material is required. For instance, I'm known to produce an authenticated, a verifiable message using a 1 minute or less sample of human speech in real time. I can produce that result using 1 minute or less sample. So even if someone gives a 1 hour speech, I have a track record for producing authenticated material using less than 1 minute.
You know what I'd like to do, if this is technically possible, and I want to thank you for being here. Perhaps we can get together in a longer segment and actually have people call in and like record them or something, or work out some kind of real time kind of thing. That'd be really cool. But
be great, because the caller can be with us and provide the feedback on the spot regarding the contents of the messages, and they're always surprising. And I would really encourage callers to participate in something like this. It's really a unique opportunity to hear possible unconscious material and to challenge the analysis or speak directly to what you feel the messages mean. It's a great opportunity. So I'd like to pursue that with you, James.
Well, give us the data of your website, everything, really quick, so people can get a hold of you.
I'm available at www.yourinnervoice.com. My toll-free number, 1-888-453-0751. That's John Kelly at yourinnervoice.com, 1-888-453-0751.
Thank you, John, and we'll look forward to next month, and we'll hook up about making some kind of a plan. It sounds kind of fun.
That's terrific. I look forward to doing that with you, James. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. All right, John Kelly, yourinnervoice.com. We'll be back with our little healing segment. I got a couple of names sent in here through the chat systems. And so we'll take it from there. Live, Feet to the Fire. We'll be right back.
Hello, how can I confuse the hell out of you with complex rate offers and rip you off for some more money?
Huh? I was calling to see how I could save money.
Get real. This is a corporation whose sole purpose is to make money on you, not save money for you.
Some phone companies bury their profits in complex savings plans. Others charge you flat rates for unlimited calls and then bank on you using less minutes, which ends up increasing your real price per minute cost. And if you use more minutes than they deem customary, you may be moved up to a higher rate. The solution is Invincible Phone Cards. From our website, you simply enter where you're calling from and where you're calling to. In seconds, there's a comprehensive, easy-to-read comparative chart empowering you to choose your real savings. You pay what you see, and you see what you save. In minutes after payments, you get your toll-free access and PIN numbers in your email. www.invphone.com. Invincible Phone Savings with Invincible Phone Cards. invphone.com.
Here's the objective. 218 representatives and 51 senators are needed to get a fair internet radio music royalty rate passed. That's the way Washington works, and that's why this radio station needs your help. Representatives and senators won't review the high music royalty rates that will cripple internet radio unless they hear your voice on their phone. Call your congressmen and senators. Tell them co-sponsor the Internet Radio Equality Act. Find their names at safenetradio.org.
Hi, this is James Othianchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. Just a word about advertising. Many radio stations carry internet streams, and many of those streams miss the attention of advertisers. They think, well, we're on the big radio. Why should we pay for those streams? Well, here at Feet to Fire, we do not forget about the internet. In fact, past sponsors, such as EarthPulse.net, report that many or most of their sales came from the internet streams. Call 888-863-2722 to find out how simple, how easy, how cheap, and how effective internet advertising is.
This reality is going on without me. On without me, I'm so happy. Clouds are lifting. It's easy to be free. To be free in the evening.
Hi, I'm Ann McWilliams, and you're listening to Feet to the Fire with the Black Knight.
All right, well, we got a couple in here now, so I'm going to read a lot of this stuff. I haven't had time to look at it doing the stuff here, so I'm going to read it kind of on the fly, and I ask people to kind of remember it on their own because I'm not going to be able to repeat it too much here. First, we have... First, and that's kind of cool. We can do these real-time type things, you know. First, we have from Rose in the chat room, the group chat room. A best friend of mine, Cindy, was put in the hospital for her colon and her something with her blood. I wanted to find out if we could add her to the prayer list, of course. And there's also, I'm not understand who this person is. I guess, God, the spirit will, but, James, can you add Diane's daughter and granddaughter into healing? They were attacked by this dog next door to them, and it chewed them up bad. Okay, so we're going to have to remember Diane's daughter and granddaughter. Not sure who Diane is, but... And we have also Vivian, her friend... Huguette? Forgive me if I'm saying that wrong. Huguette just went through a bad breast cancer and has tumors on her brain. Yeah, God. Huguette. All right, so we're going to have Huguette. Breast cancer treatment. She went through breast cancer and has tumors on her brain. Rose has a friend, Cindy, who has colon and blood issues in the hospital, and also Diane's daughter and granddaughter who were mauled by a dog. Okay. So, excuse me, take a deep breath and tense up as hard as you can all over. Your toes, your feet, your every muscle in your body, tense up, breathe in, and then exhale real quickly, like that, and just let go. That's a good way to relax. And so that will let you know that, gee, you know, I was kind of tensed up there because I really relax more now, and that's good. So now I'm going to, and you guys, a lot of you guys know the routine. There's new people listening, so forgive me if I go fast in some of these things. It doesn't really take that much time when you actually do it, once you get used to it. But you pull in, kind of breathe. I like to breathe as my visualization of it, but breathe in, pull in from your head, your crown chakra, as some call it, from God. Pull in this actual healing, wonderful energy, the stuff that everything is made from, the primordial energy from the Creator. Pull it in, you breathe it in, you watch it, you kind of pull it in through your head, down through your chest, your stomach. It goes down your waist, into your legs, out your feet, and it shoots out, wraps around the center of the earth, comes back up again. So now you're grounded to the earth with this energy flow, goes back up to your feet, your legs, your waist, your chest, up to your neck and your head. It comes back out, and it shoots out like a fountain around you, comes back down through the legs, goes back up again and through the crown chakra back up to God. You have this beautiful circuit, divine energy coming in, going through, grounded to the universe, back up again, around you and back out. So you have this, you're invincible, impenetrable, having a flow of a circuit that was just been made right from God. Tesla would be jealous. So now we want a picture Diane's daughter and granddaughter, who was bit by the dog. And you want to have Cindy, who has the colon issue in the hospital with blood issue. And you want to have Huguette, who went through breast cancer and now has tumors on the brain. You have them, post them up. They're kind of twirling in spaces. I got a very slow rotation, like a just resting, relaxing in the heart of the universe, of God's creation. That's how I look at it. You can pick your own picture, of course. And then let's breathe this in, and then we send out the energy out of our circuit. We kind of just push it out. I kind of use my hands like push it out toward them is how I kind of visualize it. Again, you do what's comfortable. And we send this energy and flows out to them and piles around them. And you can see all the people who are listening doing it, putting it around. And we encourage any and good angels, any of God's good people up there, good beings up there who are free to invoke them, encourage them to send this positive healing energy. No bad stuff, no bad guys, no interference, no hijacking, no redirecting. Completely and absolutely protected and safe. And we send this energy to them, and it fills in around them, and they start to look like a little whirlpool galaxy spinning around. They're slowly spinning, and they have this energy around them, and it looks beautiful, and it absorbs into their system, down to the beginning of their being, and works its way out. Energy comes in through the energy fields and then makes its way out into matter. So as this energy is influxed in there, it goes through the quantum level, up through the quarks and nuons and what have yous, and atoms, the molecules, the super molecules, you have the simple structures, biological structures, superstructures, organs, the whole thing, and it just pushes its way right out of the person. And as it goes out, it pulls out all this stuff, damaged, bad, kind of stuck up, old, yucky energy. And it just pushes them out. And you see this real fine, almost like a mist, like a black or charcoal mist, start to leave them out. And at the same time, this new energy goes out, goes the bad energy, in goes the good energy. And we want to ask the intervention of Spirit, God, the guardian angels, their higher self, whatever. We invoke and ask and become a advocate so that for their highest good of this, that whatever is to be learned, taught, gone through would be immediately clear and accepted and gone through, and anything else be pushed aside, washed out, cleaned out. And we want to ask and send this energy with the intent of the highest good of all involved. And all listening whose loved ones are involved there, there's people sent in there, you send the same thing, and you accept whatever happens. You have to release the individual in order to allow the individual to heal. They have to release their life in order to save their life. They have to clear out the stuff to let the stuff come in. They got to release the bad stuff for the good stuff to come in. We can kind of nip it in, nudge it, and get it in there and start it going, jumpstart it. And the person may go, oh, wow, cool. And then they'll go, yeah, and they'll let it go. But if they're really holding on to where they're at and they're really refusing it, well, that free will choice is theirs. Well, we've got to kind of tickle them with this energy and get them laughing to let that stuffiness go. And out there, we want that energy to reprogram itself underneath in the energetic level, the damaged cells, We want them to change the energy pattern to reflect healthy cells. We want the actual energy patterns of the even the malignancy or the negative stuff, switch that so it reflects that even the diseased tissue can be changed, alchemized, or created into healthy tissue. Keep that thought. Keep doing it. People listening on the archives, make sure you do this for these people and for yourself, because all this energy comes through you first before it goes through anyone else. So you're a winner, and they're a winner. We're all a winner, and that's what it's supposed to be. Those are, when you want to stop, just kind of let your arms drop down or whatever and picture yourself draining all the energy out into the universe through that grounding to the planet, and you are ready to roll. All right, we'll be back at the top, live feet to fire.
This is James Alpha Yanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio, and the creator and host of Feet to the Fire. Feet to Fire is a weekly live syndicated radio show which explores the sciences, the spiritual, and the paranormal without paradigm bias. We're in search of truth with a capital T, on the edge without falling off. This live show is one of the few remaining quality alternative information talk shows that does not charge a penny to its listeners. Be it live or archived, the shows are totally free. Its support and future success solely rests on the modest advertising time sold per hour. We have sliced the hourly pie to contain 10 minutes of advertisements and 50 minutes of programming. That's an amazingly rich percentage of program content, unlike any other commercially supported show. But there is a method to our apparent madness. First, we do not bombard our listeners with an endless repetition of commercials unrelated to the themes of Feet to the Fire. You can learn how to grow your hair on your own head elsewhere. Second, the commercial breaks are in 3 to 4 minute chunks and are less likely to be subject to listener tune-out. Third, we embed these smaller size breaks into the archive versions of the show for a whole additional group of potential customers for your product. Many times the live listeners are the number of archive listeners. And this smaller cluster size makes it very hard to skip over commercials and not lose program content. Your commercials become timeless, embedded in our archives. Fourth, we encourage advertisers to target their ads, product, and services to the demographics of our listeners. A higher quality of commercial aimed at a higher quality of listener yields a higher percentage of sales. Fifth, we can create in-house, as it were, commercials from the ground up to fit smoothly within our show format. Lastly, but no less important, we have a very low overhead in our syndication and distribution shows. Thus, we can actually charge much less than you'd expect, with a 30-second spot package as low as $9. Help keep the information flowing on Feet to the Fire and share your goods or services with our quality listeners. Email us at f2f@ipsmediaworks.net or call 888-863-2722 during the week for more information. Feet to Fire is a synergistic team effort, and we need your help. Thanks for listening, and reach for the skies within.
James live on the air several different ways. You can call by phone, toll free in the United States and Canada at 888-863-2722. If you have internet access, point your browser to www.feettofire.com. That's www.feet2fire.com. And check the left of the screen for the How to Participate text and click. You can then choose Direct Chat with James or join the official group chat room. You can send email to James at f2f@innersights.com. That's f2f@innersites.com. There is a video chat room to see James in action, as well as other F2F listeners. www.ivisit.com has the free software to download and access the Feet to Fire video chat room. And now, live from Chicago, here is the Black Knight of Talk Radio, James Arthur Yancey.
Oh, I love that tune. It's got that positive feel of victory. It's standing ground, but it's not confrontational. It's just awesome. Anyway, our next guest was here last week, and I was to give a more authoritative commentary on her methods, but alas and alack, things just didn't work out this week. Tammy Kennedy was here talking about how she adjusts the spines, the head and the pelvis, both the top and the bottom, I should say. It doesn't adjust the spine. And that the principle is that when the head and the pelvis is misadjusted, your spine compensates, and that's where the problem is. So when the chiropractors and doctors cut and snap and wiggle and crack the spine, they're not dealing with the root cause of it. And well, let me bring her on. Did I bring a good assessment, or is that pretty much it there, Tammy?
Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you pretty much got it. I don't adjust the spine. In fact, I'm not even touching the spine to make my corrections.
Yeah.
And it's balancing the head on top of the spine, and it's leveling the pelvis out underneath the spine, and that takes the stresses off of the spine.
And it's kind of analogous now to the problems we're having in the pharmaceuticals, which they tend to treat the symptoms, which seem to be, I don't know, I guess easier to do or more profitable or what have you. And this seems to be analogous because the symptoms are cracking and whipping and cutting the spine, when the actual problem is adjusting the head connection and the pelvis connection.
True. I would say that's absolutely true.
And I played that song purposely because, having talked with you earlier today, I knew that there was great resistance to these techniques brought into groups that like to treat the spine. And then now you come in and say that you can't without any fancy badges other than the awesome training of your grandfather, with a couple of twists and turns, can actually cure a person or get them extremely better than they were, thus saving trips to the doctor, thus costing them money and actually pride and power and prestige.
Right. I'd say that's true as well. I'd say that's true. Years ago, I was working for a temporary agency down in Fort Worth, Texas, and I saw cases where the chiropractors were being paid, and they were getting like $150 a day, three times a week, and they'd have to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. And this one case in particular pops up. I'd say the fee was probably close to $12,000. And my grandfather was charging fees of like $2,500 just to get a person well. And like point A is they're sick, and point A they're a free person, you know, on with their life. And that's a $10,000 discount per case, you know, in his hands 25 years ago. And I'm not quite as notorious and well known as he was, so I'm not collecting those types of fees yet, but perhaps one day I will. I know a gentleman from an insurance company came in and he said, "We're looking for prevention and we think you might be it." So
I'm going to stop you there. Isn't that is absolutely incredible, because That is the real deal. If the insurance companies want to save money, the best thing to do is actually cure or prevent the problem, not just throw money at it. So by rights, the insurance companies would embrace you. I mean,
they should. They absolutely should.
But they are also part of kind of a good old boy network of, okay, we will pay you, you know, we'll collect fees, and everyone gets some green along the way here at the expense of the person paying for the insurance.
Yeah, I've approached Blue Cross and Blue Shield, I'd say, about 7 years ago, at least 5 years ago. And, of course, there's a medical doctor that makes the ultimate decisions, and they just don't get it. You know, I'm not actually working on them, so they don't fully understand it. But I know when I talk to, like, his, you know, subordinates, there was a woman, she was over in Tulsa there. She said, boy, I wish you were over here. And so it's kind of funny to hear those kind of things. On the one hand, they don't want me to be able, you know, they're not going to contract with me. But on the other hand, there's a crew member that can see the significance of it and wishing that I could help her. So I've had that happen already.
Now, when I mentioned earlier your what happened with people actually shouting at you while you were working, I didn't get into who, while, and how, and when. I wanted to leave whatever you wanted to say about that up to you, since you're the one that has to deal with it.
Yeah.
And perhaps you can address that and also address some of the cases of people who came and, like, you know, somebody who had a lot of problems for a long time, and then all of a sudden they had a couple adjustments and they felt the best they've had in years and so on like that.
I had quite a few cases say that, and I'd say I worked on probably anywhere from, and this is a guess, but I had a solid stream of people for the last 3 days from, like, 11 till 6, so that's what, 11 till 7, that's 8 hours, 2 days, and then 7 hours another day, and I'd say I probably saw about 50 people, maybe 70. I can't say for sure, but in the ballpark. And there was only two people that could not tolerate the move, and one of them was an older man, and his muscle was just too tight. He couldn't tolerate the pelvic adjustment. And then another man had actually had a brain tumor previously. It turned out to be benign, but he'd had a part of his skull cut away, I believe it was, and he was just super sensitive on that side, and I couldn't touch him. So because of the sensitivity of the previous surgery, I couldn't make the proper contact in order to make the, you know, proper move to the head to make the correction. So only two people out of all of those people could not tolerate my corrections. And there was a chiropractor that was across the way and down just a little bit, and apparently my literature is offensive to them, but my sister always says, know your audience, and the chiropractors are not my audience in this Health Freedom Expo. It's a layperson, and I guess you could say I'm singing to the choir a lot of times, but I wrote my literature for the layperson to let them know what the facts were, and it's a very good informational brochure. And
now, if these people found it offensive,
mm-hmm.
my guess would be that what you did is you called them by perhaps ethnic, racial, or religious slurs, or perhaps impugned their gender, because I can't think of too many other ways that they can look at helping people get well offensive if that's their whole creed and their whole purpose.
I just got a note passed to me here. I was told to basically give the address of that brochure, and I can probably give you a direct link.
Oh, sure, sure. Give my guess.
NSIRtech.com/index and the numeral 2, I do believe. And if you got the means to pull that up, James, pull that up and see if I got that right.
Ready?
And it's that brochure that comes up is what was being displayed on my table. And the chiropractors came over, and they're saying that I'm bashing them and that they're offended, and they want me to take my literature off the table. And I said, well, you're not my audience. My audience is a layperson, and, you know, these people appreciate this because this makes sense to them. And, you know, a gentleman came out from California last year, the same brochure, just he was so impressed he came to look for me in the hall because his son had found it laying, you know, in a chair, and there's two of them there. He said kind of a God thing, and he didn't actually catch my talk, but he was there for the speaker behind me, and then he came looking for me because of that document sitting on a chair. So I personally think it's good. Tells the brief flyby of my start, you know, in an effort to try to cause the chiropractors to raise their standard. And who I worked on the board president, and you know, in Oklahoma.
What is that last, after you get the website, what is the /2? What is it?
Index, the numeral 2.
Okay, index. Index.
Does that come up?
There we go. Okay, I was looking at this earlier. Okay.
Yeah, that's the brochure that they wanted me to take off.
Well, I mean, all right, I can see it's not justified, but I can see they're not liking it because you're saying to your customers, which are also their potential customers, don't go over to those guys. They're not doing it right, or they're missing the boat, or what have you. But isn't that the whole point of, you know, the free market? I mean, we hear about how this is a free market economy all the time. Can't you go out and say, no, my way's better, and look here, looky here? Isn't that, like, part of America?
I know Pepsi and Coca-Cola did that for a long time, so I think the free market still applies personally, and I'm showing scientific evidence. You can see the four facet design there on the atlas, and I'm actually providing scientific. I mean, this is revolutionary. It's not in the textbooks, you know, none of the anatomy textbooks. In fact, this chiropractor comes over and he says, yeah, he can see the four facet design. And I said, well, you're looking right at it because of this document. And he agreed that it was there. And he says, well, this is an anatomy textbook. I said, no, it's not. He says, oh, I have all these anatomy textbooks. So I said, well, go look at them. So he did, and his wife came back the next day, and she's saying, well, the anatomy textbook says that there's two of them. So the one day, yeah, I can see it. He defers to my documentation. Yes, it's obvious. Next day, well, you know, we're going to, you know, let the textbooks trump it. Mm-hmm. And now that document is now my, how was it they put it? My, what was the word she used? Hang on a second, James.
Sure.
What was the word she used? The woman, she said, it was my interpretation. Okay. So first day, yeah, we see it. Second day, it's an interpretation. I'll also just pass a note here. What I'm looking for, and I say that this scientific discovery is the basis of my grandfather's work, and it is not being taught in the chiropractic colleges, hence it cannot be chiropractic, and the law does state that chiropractic is what is taught in the chiropractic colleges. And anyway, we're looking for a clinical, comparative study, a little friendly, you know, competition between me, NSIR, and the chiropractors in order to determine absolutely which works better.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Well, I know.
Because
I think I may have mentioned it before, but if any, you know, anybody who's got any pull with anybody, you know, is out there, my website, they can contact me through there. And anyway, I'm still talking. I want a clinical comparative study. I want that clinical trial. Because based on what I saw today, I'm ready for it.
You might not get it from the chiropractic, but you might get someone outside of it to evaluate non-medical options to something. They may say, well, look, what would a naturopath do? What would a chiropractic do? What would your technologies do? And they would kind of like, they could do Consumer Digest. Maybe they can do a Consumer Digest study on.
Right. I would
methods.
Love to see something like that, Consumer Digest, because, you know, there was a 1994 Consumer Reports or Consumer Digest article regarding chiropractic that I guess the chiropractors would say they were being bashed by that as well. But it, you know, talked about the pitfalls and downfalls of chiropractic and how it didn't necessarily work in XYZ cases. But, yeah, I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed at what I'm seeing. I don't truly know what I can accomplish. We did have a crisis case coming in. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail, but I'll say after she's 57 years old and after most of her life being absolutely in agonizing pain, after the last 2 days of my efforts and a massage therapist had come over to assist as well, she's not hurting in her lower back, and she was all smiles and very happy. So I wouldn't have taken on the case, but she happened to be a friend of my assistant over here, family friend. So it was the most dramatic case I've seen as far as a pelvic subluxation, and she's happy. And what upsets me most about her case is that she had had a laminectomy done on like L4 and L5, I believe it was, and I looked at her and I said, well, I can see the reason why they did the laminectomy, and it is unfortunate I couldn't have gotten hold of you previous to this because you wouldn't have had to have it done. I'm absolutely convinced of that. So.
Now, the principle makes sense in that by adjusting the top connection and the bottom connection, that middle would adjust. I mean, it's not like an outlandish statement. And I also understand how people, when it hurts, they go toward the source. But when you have a hurt finger, you take a, an aspirin. Some people, I got the bruise, I'll take an aspirin. Well, the aspirin isn't necessarily going to the actual bruise. I mean, it may have lowered the swelling, which is another thing aspirin does, but it affects the nerves that interpret and receive the pain. And so, again, there's that whole thing of treating the symptom, but not treating the actual condition. And I liken this example to somebody is if somebody broke their leg, the analogy would be that rather than fix the break, they would put on a cast that would allow you to hobble along with a broken leg indefinitely and keep giving you pain pills, rather than actually set the leg and then have it heal and then, you know, then you're done. It seems like that's, if we say that, like by itself, it sounds ridiculous, but that's essentially what these people are doing. And it may, let's just say that they were just ignorant in the past, all right? It wasn't like they were like evil out to take everybody's money.
Right.
But when they get information now that could help them solve the problem and they refuse it under whatever guise it is, now you start to cross that line of, is there such a word as evality?
Such a word as what?
Evality. I'm making up my own
evality.
Yeah.
Describe it. Define it for me.
Well, I mean evilness. Fooling around with my own.
Well, of course they're going to say you're bashing them to say that, but I guess quickly I heard, and hearsay, but I heard this chiropractor was pulling in $750,000 a year, and he had a couple of nice fancy houses. Well. All I can figure is that he was there, and he wasn't doing any adjustments, but he was there to pass out his information in order to get the, you know, clientele into his office. And here I am, right under his nose, and he's sitting there watching me take away his future patients, I guess you could say. And those were the ones that were so upset with me. They came over, and they're screaming at me, and they're, you know, telling me to take my literature down. They're telling me they're going to turn me into the board, and, you know, they're taking pictures. And
no, I mean, they were like, so you're working on somebody, right? You're working on somebody.
Trying to help somebody.
They're actually yelling that you are going to hurt somebody sometime. Now, if I was the person working on you, or you're working on me, you would think that that person would go, oh, my God. And yet these people were coming to you to have them work on you based on they saw what you did for other people, and in spite of their intimidating tactics, they still were coming for help.
Yeah, I had people tell me, I think you're being very rude. I think you're, you know, how dare you? You're interfering with this person's healing session. I was working on somebody in the middle of it. In fact, it's a crisis case. And they were telling him to go away and shut up. The public was telling him that. And then there was a naturopath next door. They were watching them take the pictures, and they went over and they blocked the view. And they're saying, look, we're not going to have any hate here. And she's helping people. You know, she's from out of state. What's your problem? Go away. And I think they actually packed up early. So I guess you could say, in a sense, I kind of ran him out of the room from what I saw. So
now, what did what was the naturopath's reaction to this? They would be another quote competitor unquote.
Now, are you saying necro or natro?
Nepra.
Spell it for me.
Naturopath.
Necro.
No. NAP. Naturopath. The ones who massage the muscles.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking naturopath, as in like MD, herbals and stuff like that is what I was thinking. So is that the same? I'm thinking we're in two different categories there. But I know this naturopath was telling me, she said, you're awesome. You go, girl. She said, you stand strong. And she's wanting to learn it. I had another massage therapist. They're wanting to learn it. I think she was from like Michigan. I've got some good contacts right now, and two very solid interests. People are wanting to learn it from me, and I'm wanting to produce. I had a lot of people asking me if I was teaching. I'm saying I'm looking for an apprenticeship now. I'm looking for an apprentice now, and my assistant over here, who's flown from California, is actually the closest thing I've gotten. I'm pretty impressed with his ability to analyze right now. He's done a good job. He's impressed me.
All right, well, I got an actual spelling. I see you were saying naturopath. It's NAPRAPATHY. It's naturopathy is a branch of medicine, manual medicine, that focuses on the evaluation and treatment of neuromuscular skeleton conditions. Doctors of nephropathy are connective tissue specialists. And
I don't think I've heard of them before, actually.
Because I found them after chiropractic was didn't work for my then wife at the time for her problems, and I went to a nephropath who basically how they rather than twist people like what they did is they would massage the muscles to loosen up the things, which would then cause things to move because their theory, a lot of it is the muscle tension is what's pulling things out of alignment.
Yeah, anyway. I don't think I've heard of them before, James. I don't know that there's any in Oklahoma. I honestly don't know. So they're kind of a new one, too. How long have they been around?
A while, but they might not be that noticeable, and maybe they are regional. I mean, I had them here in Chicago, but they've been around for a while, but maybe that's just something that isn't been in the actual area that you have been involved with.
Yeah, I might need to look them up.
Because it's napropathy.org is the website. N-A-P-R-A-P. Hold on, let me turn this. N-A-P-R-A-P-A-T-H-Y.org.
So I'm going to have to look that up.
Napropathy.
Napropathy.
Yeah, and then there's the neuropathic is what neuropathy is what you were saying about the natural doctors. But anyway, they definitely were supportive and were interested, aren't they?
They were physically blocking the path between the chiropractor's camera and my booth, and they were standing their ground, and they told me, we got your back, and they told them, go away, basically. You know, we're not here. We can't tolerate hate in this room, and, you know, you're the ones that are actually acting you're projecting onto her what you're doing, basically.
Well, in essence, though, what you're doing to the chiropractor is in essence what the chiropractor is doing to the medical doctor, so to speak.
Yeah.
The whole idea of an alternative form of treatment that is outside their field of expertise. I mean, they're going to get a little, chiropractic
right.
medicine has taken a long time to
right.
be able to be considered, quote, legitimate.
Right.
And
now I want to say, and I do want to insert this here, because I will tell you that chiropractic is not completely wrong. In case any chiropractors are out there having a fit right now, chiropractic can do wonderful things when it comes to a rib head subluxation. And they can also do good things when it comes to a coccyx problem. Now, in my own opinion, I think that's all they were truly qualified to handle. Anything regarding the sacroiliac and anything regarding the ilano-occipital joints, which they are handling, but they, I do believe, are mishandling these joints. And if they're going to be mishandling the ilano-occipital joint, where the head comes together with the spine, and they don't have the proper understanding of the form, hence they cannot possibly understand the function, then they are actually hurting people. And they have killed people. There's a Lori Jean Mathiasen. She was 20 years old. She's up in Canada. She went to the chiropractor for lower back pain. I talked to her mother. She told me about how she'd gone into convulsions, turned blue, and 3 days later she died in a local hospital. And then there was another woman, Lana Dale Lewis, I believe it was, like 40, 45 years old, who had died previous to Lori Jean. And big controversy up in Canada. They, had a panel of people looking into the whole affair. And I think they were actually at one point in time calling for a moratorium, you know, their opinion that they should stop long enough to study this upper cervical. But they're doing what they're doing because they don't understand the way the joint works, because they don't understand how it's formed. And it's my own personal opinion they should stay out of those areas because they're not truly qualified. And that's a vital area of the body. I mean, that's where the brain and the spinal cord are coming together. That's your core, you know, the very main intersection of your central nervous system. So
now, you said you wanted to have some type of clinical trials. I mean, that is great. I would be, you know, if I was on the outside trying to look at this, I would be a little worried about those trials being somehow skewed.
Could be.
And that's why I would not recommend, well, as if I'm anybody, but I would not recommend going into inside the chiropractic group and having trials. I'd like to have it outside of any of those people, you know, so that nobody can kind of pull some ropes inside to skew the data.
That's what I was thinking, too. In fact, my assistant over here, he was talking about how, and he may have to tell you about it, but something about the chiropractor had offered having x-rays taken of himself. I was supposed to have done the corrections, and then, you know, they were going to go back and take x-rays, and, you know, they were going to let me know whether or not I'd actually done it, the job. But I thought, well, you know what, they could hike up 1 foot, and then there goes your picture, you know. They've created a, tilt of the pelvis intentionally. So I'm thinking, well, third party, you'd have to have a third party, you know, unbiased third party who would make sure that nothing like that could take place. So, you know, those kind of things went through my head. You want to say anything about that, Wilbur? Yeah, clinical trial, yeah. He's commenting about the clinical trial again, so.
And because that, it's very important that, unfortunately, in the healing arts is a business now, it's not an art. And I'm not opposed to people who are in the healing arts being paid, of course, but when it becomes a business and decisions are made that affect the clients, the patients negatively for the benefit of the business, now you've crossed the line into, you know, what I would say would be evil, because we're all supposed to be working together for the good. And, you know, within that point, of course, you have to run a profit and a business to pay, keep the lights on. Until the lights and food are free, you know, we need to be paid for working.
Right.
But it's when that becomes the decision for someone's health, now I got a problem with that.
Absolutely agree. And especially when the patient's choices or the public's choices are being, well, first of all, they're not being told about these options, and then if they are aware of the options, then they're being threatened with having these options taken away from them because the practitioner is being threatened. So it has to do with, you know, the public's rights and the public's choice, and I've always said that.
And isn't it?
I agree.
I mean, I understand that way back when these so-called protections were put in place from people who had tonics and all kinds of snake oils, as they call them, and all that. But I really think the problem with protecting us is that it atrophies what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be learning and understanding and experiencing. We're not supposed to be necessarily protected from that. I mean, we could do it. We can learn from other people's experiences. That's cool. You know, people, hey, this has happened to me. Watch out. Oh, okay. But when you kind of make these arbitrary laws and then have the laws become run by a political entity or a business entity, now you've just lost the whole purpose of them. If there was a good purpose, it's now completely gone.
Say that last part again.
If there is a good purpose for being protected, that purpose, the only good purpose of it, is gone when it becomes an arbitrary political decision as opposed to, you know, clinical trials and what have you.
Right, I agree. An older gentleman who's very well known in the health freedom movement, I didn't think that I'd mention his name, but he's very respected. He says licensing is a horrible thing. He said it limits innovations and it creates cookie cutters of very possibly we might get saddled with the wrong example, and that's pretty much what's happened, I do believe. And I was speaking to him after the conference, telling him a little bit about what I was doing. And
licensing and limitations seem to have a net negative result, and that if we were to be wary about it and you know, test and check out, and that would be good enough. I guess it's supported by those who are just lazy, who don't want to do the work, who want to just be told what's okay to do it, and then if it doesn't work out or what happens, then they go, oh, well, I tried.
Yeah, the thing that comes to mind is, I guess 50% of the doctors out there graduated at the bottom of their class. And the effort, the licensing is supposed to be protecting us from the bad doctors, but instead they're binding together, I'm finding. And
well, you know what the old saying is what do you call a graduate from medical school who finished last in his class? You call him doctor.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean.
There you go.
I mean, it's not like you only graduate the top 50%. I mean, now, if everybody in the class all has A's, all right, so you're at the bottom, it's a mathematical arbitrary. But, you know, the point is that there is somewhat of an arbitrary line of who is considered good or not. I do have a question coming in. One of the things that chiropractic had to deal with versus medicine was the fact they were excluded from insurance companies. And now, if a lot of them are included, But now the price of health has gone up so high, I'm sure it's purposeful, that it by nature screens out people who want to pay on their own outside of the insurance for alternative health care. And a question coming in from the chat room is this treatment expensive that you're doing?
Well, I was taking donations. I guess that's a legal choice more than anything else. But I probably shouldn't do it for less than $500, but I've done it for nothing to get the word out on occasion. So I don't ever want to be on anybody's price range, but I also don't want to be taken for granted or taken advantage of either. So.
Right, especially when
people flying from other states, California and Denver and that sort of stuff to see me, and I've had people stay for a week and that kind of stuff. So usually I'll get fees of like $1,500 for those people that come in. Of course, then we're, you know, in the state where I'm supposed to be under an injunction as well. So, but that's kind of something that could be argued. I think we talked about last time. So.
Right. So it's the problem would be that it is such a technical specialized field that does it's life changing, life savings, and yet because it is not covered by the health insurance, which has completely inflated medical stuff, like outrageous, that in order for you to be fairly compensated, you know, it ends up coming out of pocket. So then you lower the price to try and open it up for other people, and you end up funding releasing your business potential to fund as a result of the way the insurance thing is.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to be able to contract with that guy that mentioned it. He said he was going to get a hold of me, and I may have his card. I need to look and see. And I think that's the answer, is that insurance needs to contract with me, and then I can make a living, you know. And I'm not greedy, but I can actually start to pay my bills, which I haven't been able to. And, you know, then the people would get a better service. And I personally believe the cost of health care, I mean, Clinton wanted to do that in 1992. 15 years later, we might actually be able to do it if I could just contract with a insurance company. Because I'm telling you, from what I saw from the conference, and I'm a perfectionist, and I'm my own worst critic, I am impressed with my efforts. I am so happy. I mean, I saw beaming faces and people just reporting all these wonderful things. In fact, I'm just now thinking about this older lady. She had to have two people beside her for most of the conference, and she's basically being carted from place to place. And today she came up and she slipped some money in my hand. She's all smiles. She said, "You notice I'm walking by myself." She said, "I don't have my shadow over here anymore." And she was very, very appreciative. I can't say how old she was now, but she had a friend, older farmer guy. He came up to me before I spoke. He says, can't remember how he said it exactly, but something about, am I in the right place for this problem? And he says, he'd been to the chiropractor. I said, well, this is what I do. He says, I think I'm in the right place. And he sat down, and he was the first guy I worked on. And I tell you, he broke into tears, just so happy, you know, euphoric, and just smiling and laughing. I mean, he kept coming by the booth saying, I'm feeling fantastic, you know.
Well, a lot of people say that the best pleasure is the relief of pain.
Yeah.
You go from this negative to even just less negative, let alone zero or positive, is just incredible, especially if it's been a long time.
Yeah, and I saw people I'm hearing it's been 40 years, I'm hearing it's been 30 years, it's been 50 years, it's been since I was born, you know. I heard that quite a few times over this last weekend, and these people are smiling, and, you know, I'm feeling fantastic, and we got your back, and you go, girl, and, you know, wow, we are so glad we met you. That's the report. That's what
now,
I heard.
Now, I'm not a doctor or a chiropractor or anything, and nor do I play one on the radio. But
yeah.
What makes sense to me is that the actual – one thing that I was bothered about was the discs in the vertebrae are this kind of mushy. They're made to – they're not made in a support situation. So when the actual discs are bulging, you know, they're being pressed down, that means something's out of whack.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that where you sit on the bottom and where you sit on the top would set the tone for how all the rest of them kind of fit in there. And then also the muscles that kind of hold it all together. That if you're walking, like, just if somebody can put a pair of shoes on that are like an inch higher and just go walking around for a while, you're going to find your everything all messed up.
Yeah. The bass affects the spine. And if you stress the spine for too long, those softer tissues will eventually give. And that's the reason why a lot of times people have like L4, L5 disc degeneration. And what it is that the pelvis is subluxated. It's partly dislocated in relation to the spine. The sacrum is tilted. Now you have this constant stress and constant wear and constant pressure on the discs, as you pointed out, and sure enough, they're going to give, you know, over so many years. And, you know, if you level the pelvis out, you fix the pelvis and level the sacrum, then, you know, that stress isn't there and you don't have that type of degeneration, no bulging disc, there's no reason for it. So.
And if you did have a long-term, you know, where the disc is bulging, it might take a little bit for all that to work its way back. I mean, it's not
right.
Like that you do a little twist and then you start doing cartwheels around the room.
Oh, no, that would take a little while. That would take probably about a year, I would guess. I was told one time by a chiropractor that there was some kind of a study done over in Europe, I think it was, that chiropractic manipulation had, showed that it could, in the course of a year, help to have these discs, regenerate, which I'll give them that, but still, you know, it's still an ongoing therapy, and you know, they might have accidentally fixed something and, you know, fantastic, but, you know, they still need to fix the pelvis. You know, the pelvis needs to be addressed, the head needs to be addressed, and take the original cause off of the reason why these things are bulging to begin with. So, but, yeah, chiropractic, you know, I'd like to be able to work in tandem with a chiropractor who wouldn't mess up any work I'd do in the lateral occipital area because they, you know, we could do a lot of good together if we could come to an agreement, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice. You work in the areas you're geared for, and he would work in the areas you're geared for, and everyone's happy. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Right. I had a note passed to me here. I'll just read it. He said, it would be nice if the health freedom movement, and I know there's people in it, and it's improving. I'm not sure how logical this is, but he says, it'd be nice if this health freedom movement could create a board to review new methods and establish clinical trials for, you know, new people such as myself and others that are coming up. Because, you know, I've gone to the state before, and that's a good point, because I've gone to the state, you know, trying to find the guy, whoever that may be in the state, you know, capital, to say, okay, I've got something new, who can I show this to, and, you know, get an opinion and, you know, get the word out through the state capital because they're looking into these things. And I don't know what's possible, but it's a nice little dream there. So
we can put that out there. I will give you off the air. I will give you a contact, or I will contact this individual that I've worked with who is in the medical profession who is standing up against these type of things in his own deal.
Okay.
And let's just see if this may be of interest to their clinic that they have, which is both natural and medical procedures. So. And,
yes,
you know,
I'll just pass
along. I mean, it's up to you to, you know, and it might not be interested or maybe, and you know, but hey, you never know. And everybody can, if they have anybody has any ideas, they can email you. Do you want to give out your contact information that you would like to share so people can get a hold of you?
Yeah. My email address is Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, at nsirtech.com.
And I noticed if you go to that website, there's various other type of context information,
yeah.
so people
yeah.
can take it from there if you want to go to that website.
From the index page, which, of course, that was also from nsirtech.com, that first index page. It wasn't as elaborate, but that document was also on the table, and apparently that was also offensive to them as well. But that's got there's a contact us link toward the bottom, so that would have my home phone number. I don't actually have my physical finding address on there, but that address it's a small town. It'd probably find me just the same. I'd talk to the post office if anybody wanted to send a letter, and then my email address is listed there as well. So.
And this way people could, because I think when people make it known that they want or are interested, that even if people are unbiasedly looking just to make money, you know, like have a business that succeeds, let's put it that way, that if people are interested in this, people should look into this. Chiropractic organizations or medical doctor or clinics, whatever, they do have people who are massage therapists. They have people who will put on heat lamps and doing all these things. They could have in their clinic would have someone to deal with these two issues of the head and the pelvis, would make it a nice, well-rounded place to go.
Yeah, I think it's what's missing in our healthcare system right now, personally. And I'm not going to say I have all the answers. I know I don't. But these are very critical places as far as a physical, structural, you know, issue with the body. And I've seen repeatedly when they're fixed, things work.
Yeah, I mean, the most critical to me thinking of it would be at the neck, the head sitting on the neck. With all the bundles of nerves going on there, and the bottom would make sense too because of the balance and all that.
Yeah,
it's just not an outrageous comment. It's not like it's you pull the little finger and there's a magic button that fixes your neck. I mean, this is like pretty reasonable science, at least yeah. The way I look at it.
It's a physical science with a scientific basis. And years ago, there were osteopaths, and I think there was a psychiatrist down in Hearst, Texas, that my grandfather, I mean, he made contacts as well, and this psychiatrist was trying to get the osteopath in on it. Anyway, my grandfather was aging, and he would have been up to it, but something about his eyes, and he couldn't travel, but he really did try. And the psychiatrist, he said, there is so much scientific merit here, who I contacted not too long ago, and he remembered my grandfather, and he was, you know, kind of disappointed that, you know, it didn't ever happen, but he was instrumental in getting some press out there in the Fort Worth Star, which is also on the website. And I think that one's nsirtech.com/newspaper. You can see that story that I do still have that from the Fort Worth Star from 1982, I think it was.
Well, I want to thank you for being here, and, you know, hopefully we will hook up eventually. I mean, you couldn't get much closer,
yeah.
And I regret, but...
Yeah.
I kind of go with the flow how things work, and they do have reasons, and I'm happy that you're back on the show, and I look forward to...
Yeah, thank you for having me back on again, and
keep
I'm
impressed.
Sure we will meet someday.
Well, if anything comes up, too, also get back to us and let us know so we can get the word out there, and thank you again, and God bless.
Thank you, James.
All right, we'll be back. Sterling Allen, This Week in Free Energy, right after this.
Are you getting your greens? I'm James Othianchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. In today's busy world, greens often consist of the lettuce on a fast food hamburger. And even people who are health conscious and drink high quality pre or post workout protein shakes miss their greens all the same. Now you can have your greens and drink them too with Inner Food by Inner Health Botanicals. Inner Food promotes health and boosts energy with nature's finest superfoods. Inner Food is 70% organic and 100% natural without fillers and is a whole food product totally assimilated by the body. Inner Foods helps you fight an acidic body pH, which has been shown to lead to poor health and even cancer. Just mix a tablespoon in your protein shake or in your favorite fruit juice and you are good to go and go and go. Other greens on the shelf typically weigh 300 grams and sell for between $35 and $70. Inner Food is a full 400 grams, 33% more, for $39.95 plus shipping. Simply go to our website, feedtofire.com. And click on any Enter Health botanical banner and you're ready to order. Enter Food, building health from the insides out.
In less than 30 days, high music royalty rates will force thousands of independent internet radio stations to go silent. These copyright royalty board imposed rates are due July 15th, and only internet radio has to pay them. Your local stations and satellite radio don't. Many online stations will file bankruptcy or just disappear. Call your congressmen and senators. Tell them support the Internet Radio Equality Act. Find their phone numbers at safenetradio.org.
What are we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
Make sure you stay tuned because you're listening to Feet to the Fire.
Million Americans suffer from sleep deficit. I'm James Othianchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio, and I'd like to tell you about Earth Pulse Magnetic Field Supplementation. While using your Earth Pulse device,
I found that I drifted off to sleep faster, I slept deeper, and I woke up more refreshed, and it does much, much more. Call them right now at 888-211-7888 or check out their website at www.earthpulse.net.
But wait, there's more. When you buy a new digitally programmed Earth Pulse version 4 magnetic supplementation device and use the special Feet to the Fire coupon code F2F, you'll receive an instant $50 savings. No rebates to get lost in the mail. Just $50 more in your pocket on your way to better health.
888-211-7888 or check out their website at earthpulse.net and use the special Feet to the Fire coupon code F2F. Earth Pulse. Deeper, more restful sleep, or your money back.
This week in Free Energy.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
This week in Free Energy, June 24th, 2007, exploring and reporting on energy systems that tap into the inexhaustible, ubiquitous, and clean sources of energy generation, such as solar, wind, tide, and geothermal, but also exploring those non-conventional avenues, such as zero-point energy, radiant energy, coal fusion, and magnet motors. With us today live each week, we have a report from Sterling Allen, who is going to give us this week in free energy. But we just lost the phone connection. So we will try and do a live recall back for this week in free energy. All right.
Okay, you there, James?
Yes, go ahead, Sterling.
I'm sorry about that. I had my headphones plugged in wrong. The headphones and the mouthpiece were backwards, so I couldn't hear you.
No.
Okay. This week we had an interesting thing with, I had an interview yesterday with a Joe Ellsworth, I think that was his name, from XDOBS company. It's a renewable cooling and water from air system using radiant condensation. It's a water from air system extracting air from like a condensation, a dew point type of system, and he's actually starting to go into a beginning of a commercialization system where he's looking for people to test his system. He's got a prototype that will actually compete with some upper-end electrical bill types of situations. If you're a hospital or a resting home where you need to have air conditioning when the power grid goes down, this is a very inexpensive way to do it. Solar systems that would be using solar photovoltaic panels with condenser or a heat pump type of scenario with regular AC would be 10 times more expensive than this system. So that's interesting scenario that he has going there. We have a feature page of PS Wiki on that one. Another feature we had this past week was a retrofit scenario. This is called a pre-ignition catalytic converter. This is based on the GE technology that Paul Pantone came up with, and it's being promoted by Better World Technologies. That is Dennis Lee's organization. And what it does is it actually replaces the catalytic converter so that rather than treating the fuel, what's left over after combustion and burning what's left, this actually preheats the fuel and makes a complete burn. It turns the fuel into plasma, and it also can burn a wide variety of fuel efficient or a wide variety of fuels efficiently and cleanly. So that's a very interesting technology. They're not ready to go yet. They're still developing this for commercialization, but they do have prototypes, and it's a very fascinating concept. So that's one to keep an eye on. Another story we had this past week is a never-ending light bulb. This is from a company called Cerevion, and this is more than three times as efficient as a compact fluorescent light bulb. It'll burn brightly for decades and doesn't contain mercury. The traditional bulb converts only 5% of the energy to light, whereas this one converts over 50% of the electricity into light. AgriPower is a company that converts trash into electricity, and they're working to go into production. You can convert anything from walnuts to discarded tires into electricity. There's an egg-beater-looking wind turbine that won an institute prize over in Britain. The British Standards Institute gave the prize of its Sustainability Award 2007. This turbine is able to capture near-ground turbulent air better, and it runs more quietly. Along the lines of conservation as well as a fan, there's a company that uses the idea of the sycamore seed that falls from the tree like a helicopter, lands softly on the ground. Well, they're using that same aerodynamic form for a ceiling fan. The company is called Sycamore Ceiling Fans, and it creates the same airflow as a conventional flat wing fan, but at much lower speeds, results in much lower energy consumption, less noise, and it has a nice modern look. Now, along the lines of solar, there was a theoretical presentation where they are talking about a way that they could get efficiencies as high as 63% of converting the light sunlight into usable energy. The best performing cells today get 40%, so they would be boosting that way up there. Underwater technology using ocean waves. This is a company called AWS. It's a British company. It has an underwater buoy that can harness wave energy from 50 meters below the surface. A town with 55,000 inhabitants would only need half a square kilometer covered with 100 buoys to power it. Now, in the past, we've featured in our top 100 high-power fuel. They have released their first video talking about the reactor. It's a commercial video talking about how their reactor works and what they can do with as a company. It's an interesting series you might want to take a look at as they start coming out. They'll be doing two to four additional videos talking about their technology in short order. Now, here's another waste-to-energy technology. UC Davis researchers are developing a strain of microbes that convert heavier waste such as food scraps or yard waste into biogas, methane and hydrogen, coming from your what used to go into your that backyard, what do you call that?
Compost. Yeah,
compost. We're living in interesting times when we don't have to throw things away. We can actually turn it into electricity, kind of like that scenario from Back to the Future. Another one, this is a similar technology. Another company, this is actually University of Wisconsin-Madison. They have a process where they can turn sugar into a liquid fuel with 40% greater energy density than ethanol. So, you know, we talk back times in the past when you don't want to put sugar in your gas. Well, these guys can take sugar and turn it into gas. There was another story this past week about turning sugar into plastic. All kinds of interesting things going on. That and many other stories like
free
it.
Free Energy is brought to you by the PES Network. On the web at pureenergysystems.com. Join them online for daily updates at freeenergynews.com.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIG Radio Network of Stations.